Stress in the agricultural community from circumstances beyond the control of producers has been increasing, and it can lead to depression and mental health issues. Recognizing the problem and finding care for those in the ag community was the theme of a recent South Dakota Focus. Larry Rohr has this summary from the program.
Members of the farming community are experiencing stressors beyond their control. Market prices, weather, health care costs, and more. Dr. Andrea Bjornsted, SDSU Extension Mental Health Specialist, says the pressure from those factors are piling up.
Over the past couple of years, I've conducted a couple of preliminary studies that have evaluated or assessed the depression rate here in South Dakota. And back in 2015, it was roughly around 8%. In 2017, with a different sample of farmers, it jumped up to 16%. And right now, I have a regional study where we're looking at various factors, but preliminary analysis is showing about 26%. So over the course since 2015 with my research, I've seen it jump quite a bit. But you know, when you think about 26% of farmers and ranchers reporting mild, moderate, or severe depression symptoms, you know, we're looking at one out of every four.
Those numbers are not surprising, according to Dr. Matthew Stanley of Avera Behavioral Health. His concern is mounting because the rates of depression in the ag community are increasing, but the requests for help are not.
We're not seeing an increase in requests for services that would reflect that, which tells us, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that need help, that are either reluctant to seek it or don't know how to seek it. There's some barrier in the way because we just have a culture, I think, that is reluctant to seek help. So we've seen relative increases. We're talking about the average farmer, unfortunately, is the demographic that has the highest suicide rate. The 40 and older male, sometimes living alone, but sometimes not, has access to firearms and is isolated. So, yeah, you just look at all these relevant risk factors, and unfortunately, they line up very well with the average individual in this industry.
Those same clinical concerns are echoed from within the ag community. Gary Deering is a rancher and head of the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. He says the stress on the ag community can be unique, with no control over weather and prices, but also history.
Commodities are down right now, maybe as low as they ever have been for the career of some of these guys, the young farmers that are and ranchers that are just getting into the business. The other thing, you know, that I think there's very few first-generation farmers and ranchers out there. We're in a lot of them are third and fourth and fifth and sometimes sixth generations here in South Dakota now. And they not only feel the weight of the times on their shoulders, but the weight of history, the weight of it's their time now and the family before them, that they feel all that weight on their shoulders.
The first step is recognizing and admitting that weight can be too heavy to bear. Dr. Stanley says whether you're in the ag industry or not, there are signs of depression that you may see or that others may see in you.
So has your sleep become disturbed? Do you either not sleep long enough? Do you wake up in the middle of the night or are you waking up too early in the morning? Has your appetite fallen off? Are you losing weight without intending to? One of the key things is things that used to interest you, used to get you excited or used to find enjoyment in, you've lost that interest, you've lost that enjoyment. Certainly when you start contemplating the idea of not being here, whether that's actual suicidal thoughts or my family would be better off without me, those are very concerning because there's clear evidence that those kind of thoughts can begin to lead you down the path toward suicide. If you're not sure, but if you know something has changed or someone comes to you and says, you just don't seem the same. Is everything okay? Maybe that can be, you know, the impetus for you to say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should talk to my doc or talk to my friend or talk to someone you feel would have more information on this.
Sometimes the recognition that something has changed comes from those who interact with people in the ag community. Sherry Nelson from the Helpline Center says many of those people are or want to be trained to help.
People have reached out to us, and like the FSA and bankers and ministry, wanting to get trained on suicide prevention, because people that encounter those farmers or working with those farmers get that training. And we've done several different trainings where we talk about those warning signs and how to ask that question, are you feeling suicidal? And then where they can reach out for help from there.
And that help could be as close as a phone call. Dr. Stanley says a new service from Avera seeks to make getting help as easy as possible.
What we've always struggled with is how do we create a communication or a way for people to get help that is comfortable for them. With an 800 number, you could be sitting in the cab of your tractor, pick up your cell phone, and call us 24/7. I don't know that this is the total solution, but it, in fact, I'm sure it's not, but it's one of those attempts to try to be creative to make access easier. I think we need a lot of efforts, but I think this is one of those that anybody can do anywhere across our footprint. It doesn't have to lead to an appointment. We're not taking information. So there's anonymity there. There's access. Ultimately, it's trying to get the word out that it's okay to talk to somebody, and where that talk leads, we're not predetermining. We just want to start that communication.
Programs specific to help the ag community are being developed by Dr. Bjornsted and her colleagues.
SDSU Extension right now is focused on, we're putting together a team of extension professionals with varying expertise in different areas, financial counseling, livestock business experts, me and mental health, we're all coming together, and we are going to roll out a farm stress curriculum as well. There's also a team of us that will get trained in mental health first aid, and we will hopefully be training those that work with farmers and ranchers to be able to identify and intervene in a crisis situation.
And often at the heart of that crisis is financial stress. Paul Shoemaker of Farm Service Agency says, unlike the weather and market prices, that pressure can be controlled.
The best thing I think that you can do is talk to your lender the minute you see you have a problem. Don't be afraid to say, I can't make that payment, because lenders have ability to make adjustments, and a lot of lenders can be flexible and maybe restructure a loan or something like that. The best thing I can say is to communicate with your lender the minute you find you're having financial difficulty. After 25 years in farm debt mediation, that's the number one thing is communication.
While more people and services are available to help the ag community, Dr. Stanley says there is a long way to go.
Suicide in general, though, it's amazing that we aren't more in tune to it, more aggressive about treating it as a society. When we look at the second leading cause of death from age 14 to about 35, can you believe that? Suicide's the second leading cause of death in that age group, 14 to 35. How is this not a national crisis? If this were, honestly, I think if this were a virus or something, we would be pulling out all the stops to figure out how to stop this thing.
Right.
But this is taking lives every year and taking them in South Dakota. And unfortunately, what we're talking about right now is we may see that number going up in our farm communities.
The Avera hotline number is 800-691-4336, and the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 800-273-8255. For In the Moment, I'm Larry Rohr.
You can watch the entire program and learn more at sdpb.org/sdfocus. A new South Dakota Focus airs tonight at 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain Time on SDBB Television. The topic is climate change. Your host for tonight's South Dakota Focus is Kara Hetland.